Mousetrap, yeah. They always scare me when I set these things. Okay, there we go. Now, so I wanted to ask you this morning, well, first of all, let me share with you this word of God again from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4, okay? It says, "The rod of his oppressor," that is the rod of Israel's oppressor, "you have broken as on the days of Midian." So I just heard the word broken in that passage. Did you hear the word broken? Right? Is it good to break things? No? Generally not, right? Did you ever break something? Did your parents get upset with you for breaking something? Did you? Did you break something? You broke a window? Oh yeah. I did that too. I remember when I was a kid, Okay, we're going to have to do all your confessions. All the things I broke in life. My goodness. Oh, yeah? A truck? Okay. All righty. I remember once when I was a kid, I had a baseball, and I threw it, and I didn't mean to do it, but I broke a window. Yeah. Did you ever break... Who broke a window? I broke a cookie jar once. My mom wasn't very happy with me. So, generally, it's not a good thing to break things, right? But today Isaiah says that God broke something. You think that's going to be good news or bad news? That's going to be good news, isn't it? Right. Because what God breaks are things that can hurt us. So I got two mousetraps here today. One of them is good. One of them is broken. So let's say that you were walking through your house and these two mousetraps were in your house and it's nighttime and you can't see and you step on one of these mousetraps. Which one would you rather step on? The broken one, right? In this case, broken maybe is a good thing, right? Because a broken thing can't hurt you, right? The broken mousetrap can't hurt you. But, oh, I brought a pencil over here. But, of course, what's the other mousetrap do? Imagine this is your toe, right? And you're walking through the house and... Oh, wow! Yikes! That hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, I think I would rather step on the broken mousetrap because broken things sometimes can't hurt you. Yeah, yeah. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, so when God breaks things, he breaks things that can hurt you. Remember in the Old Testament when Pharaoh was hurting the children of Israel? Remember that? And God broke his power, didn't he? He broke Pharaoh's power and he sent Moses and all the 10 plagues. And maybe you even remember in the days of Gideon, it was the Midianites who were hurting the Israelites, God's children. They were hurting them. And God broke the power of Midian. That's what Isaiah says, right? And he set the children of Israel free. And in Isaiah's time, there was the Assyrians. They were oppressing the Israelites, treating them badly. But God broke the power of the Assyrians. When the Assyrians tried to attack Jerusalem, an angel took out the armies of Assyria. And so God broke the power of Assyria. Well, Jesus came to break something too. Do you know what he breaks? He breaks the one who has oppressed us. To oppress means to treat badly, okay? And to ruin your life. Well, what ruins our life? We were slaves to sin, weren't we? But did Jesus break the power of sin? Yeah. How did he do that? Died on the cross for our forgiveness, and he broke the power of sin, right? And then he died. But did he stay dead? No. Did he break the power of death? Yeah, he broke the power of death, didn't he? And he rose from the dead, our victorious Savior. And now we have troubles and trials in this life, but does he break the power of those things too? He does, right? And now everything works for good to those who love him. So we could not break the power of sin. We could not break the power of death. We can't break the power of our troubles and trials, but Jesus breaks them for us. And now they can no longer hurt us. Thank God that he has broken the power of our oppressor. Who wants to take a broken mousetrap home today And set it on your kitchen table during dinner and let it remind you how God has broken the power of all the things that hurt us. You want it? Okay, you can have, I'll keep the real one. Maybe I have a mouse to trap, I don't know. But that one's not going to hurt you. It's broken. Let's pray. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for breaking bad things, things that hurt us. Help us to live in the freedom that you gave to us. Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. God be with you.